Money isn't just about dollars and cents. It's deeply psychological and emotional. When Tori Dunlap saved $100,000 by age 25, she discovered something powerful. Women's financial freedom isn't just personal achievement, it's rebellion against systems designed to keep us dependent. Our financial decisions reflect our mindsets, which then shape our long-term outcomes. Even financial experts make emotional spending decisions, like splurging on luxury items during stressful periods or avoiding beneficial investments due to past market fears. Women face unique challenges when navigating money. We're trapped in contradictory messages. We should know how to manage money without being taught. We shouldn't discuss it, keeping us ignorant of pay disparities. We should work harder for more, ignoring systemic barriers. We're selfish for wanting security, unlike men, and money won't make us happy anyway, so why try? These narratives create profound shame that prevents progress. We avoid checking accounts, asking investment questions, or requesting raises. Many women report feeling physically anxious when reviewing finances or discussing money. The antidote? Vulnerability. Facing the unknown, admitting we don't have all the answers, and understanding our money scripts, the beliefs formed by our earliest financial memories that guide our adult behaviors. Society pushes gendered financial advice. Men receive wealth-building strategies, while women get advice on spending less through budgeting and coupons. About 90% of financial articles for women emphasize saving money, with two-thirds portraying women as excessive spenders, a misogynistic narrative ignoring women's economic power. This creates a contradiction. Women are aggressively marketed to, then shamed for the consumption they're pushed toward. Women also face higher necessary expenses, from safety considerations like secure neighborhoods to the pink tax, making women's products cost 7% more. Traditional financial experts profit by making you feel guilty about small purchases, but this approach fails long-term, like restrictive diets that fail 98% of the time. Forbidding spending only increases desire. The key isn't stopping spending, it's stopping spending on things you don't truly value. Mindful spending means making intentional purchases aligned with your values. Try keeping a money diary to track not just what you buy and its cost, but why you purchased it and how it made you feel. You'll often discover unconscious patterns, like stress shopping or buying due to social pressure. The ostrich effect describes how we avoid checking financial information we perceive as negative. This avoidance creates anxiety and prevents effective planning. The solution? Link financial management to personal goals you genuinely care about. Make goals specific with clear whys, realistic yet challenging. For effectiveness, write them in past tense as if already accomplished. Your financial priority list provides a step-by-step roadmap. 1. Build an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses in a high-yield savings account to prevent debt during crises. 2. Pay off high-interest debt above 7%, typically credit cards and payday loans. 3. Simultaneously invest for retirement and pay off lower-interest debt below 7%. 4. Save for big life goals, down payments, children, weddings, vacations, or businesses. Exception: always contribute enough to get your full employer retirement match before tackling debt, as this is essentially free money. For budgeting, use a three-bucket system: necessities, rent, insurance, groceries, financial goals, savings, debt payoff, retirement, and fun stuff, dining out, vacations, clothes. The key is automation, setting up transfers so money manages itself. Debt has existed since ancient times, dating back to 3500 BCE. Today, the average American carries over $90,000 in debt, with U.S. consumer debt totaling $14.6 trillion. Society wrongly equates debt with personal failure, when most people take on debt out of necessity. For the wealthy, debt is called leverage and considered smart strategy. Since debt is often necessary for upward mobility through home purchases or education, effective management is essential. When handling multiple debts, prioritize those with high interest rates, over 7%, as they cost more than potential investment returns. After building your emergency fund, redirect that money toward high-interest debt. Success requires consistency and automation. No magic solutions, just disciplined repayment. Credit cards aren't inherently bad when used responsibly. By paying balances in full monthly, you can benefit from their features while avoiding interest payments. Investing is crucial for women to close the wealth gap, yet only 28% feel confident doing it. The financial world has historically excluded women, from Victoria Woodhull becoming the first female stockbroker in the 1860s to today, where women represent just 15% of Wall Street traders. Smart investing isn't the flashy, high-risk trading portrayed in media. The cardinal rule, investing shouldn't be sexy. While investing carries risk, time significantly reduces this risk. A one-day investment gives you a 50% chance of profit, but 10 years rises to 88%. Most remarkably, investing for 20-plus years has historically yielded returns 100% of the time, even through major downturns. Time matters more than amount invested. The power of compounding is extraordinary. A penny doubling daily for 30 days grows to $5.3 million. Many delay investing, thinking they need thousands to start, but small amounts invested now outperform larger amounts invested later. Finance professionals deliberately use jargon to make investing seem complex. In reality, investing is simply putting money into financial products, expecting growth. The challenge isn't understanding the concept, but learning how to start and maintain consistency. The gender wage gap persists. Women average 82 cents to a man's dollar, with women of color earning even less. This disparity widens at higher corporate levels. Women who don't negotiate salaries lose over $1 million during their lifetimes. Several harmful narratives hold women back. It's not the right time, fear of career moves. Hard work alone gets noticed. Companies rarely promote without self-advocacy. Loyalty will be rewarded. Job hopping maximizes negotiating power. This is as good as it gets, accepting toxic environments. Do it for passion, the false choice between passion and fair pay, and I need to meet all requirements. Women typically apply only when meeting 100% of requirements, men at 60%. For effective negotiation, never give the first number, approach as collaboration, not conflict, ask for more than your target, remember, you're evaluating them too, and expect multiple counteroffers. Financial feminism begins with self-care. Put on your own oxygen mask before helping others. Take small, manageable steps rather than trying to implement everything at once. The money date is a non-negotiable period for financial self-care. Schedule regular conversations with your money to evaluate habits, track progress, and ensure effectiveness. Create a comfortable environment to make these sessions enjoyable. Practice financial feminism daily through four key areas: discussion, breaking money conversation taboos, donation, supporting causes financially or through volunteering, decision, recognizing money politics connections, and development, committing to lifelong financial learning. Financial feminism builds tables, not fences. When financially nourished, you can invite others to share your abundance and work to dismantle barriers. Your financial independence is a revolutionary act that creates space for others, helping change not just your life, but the world.